We are still in our series, we call that Fearless. Okay, sino sa inyo dito, nandito kayo last week na naumpisa natin, pagbukas ng taon, naumpisa natin to service natin. And why Fearless? Of course, our goal for the whole series is this, okay, that we will start this year, okay, with zero fear by having faith with God that would result to obedience, believing Him for the impossible and the and a victorious year. Okay, I believe that all of us here were believing God for maybe impossible things to happen this year. Okay, baka buong lahat ng school year mo, puro bagsak ang grades mo. Pero ito ngayon, Lord, imposible, pero naniniwala ako, mabubuhay lahat ng grades ko ngayon taon na to. Okay, fearless. Okay, tignan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukhang wala bang takot yan? Okay, hawakan mo nga yung tenga, hawakan mo yung tenga. Piningot eh, no? Anyway, again, it's good to be here. Let me just do the recap. Last week, we talked about our first character, which Abraham, okay? And we talked on the subject, faith to obey, okay? And we've learned that, you know, if there's one thing that I believe that God is telling all of us here for the whole year of 2014 is really just don't quit, okay? And, you know, there will be challenges, there will be testings, katulad na sinabi ni Leo Ray kanina, you know, marami tayong mga, maaring okay tayo ngayon, but who knows, maybe tomorrow we'll be facing challenges in life. But, you know, what we've learned in the life of Abraham is just really don't quit. Why? Because God is our provision. We know that indeed God will provide and God is faithful to all of us. Okay, and right now we'll be talking about another character in the Bible, which is Joshua. Okay, and we'll be talking about on the subject faith for the impossible. Okay, I'm not gonna ask you to stand on your feet. We're gonna read quite a long verse from Joshua chapter 10. I just want you to open your Bible if you have your Bible with you. Joshua chapter 10, beginning in verse 5 to 14. Okay, kung wala kayong Bible, okay lang yan. Meron tayong screen, so you can just read along with me. Okay, are you ready for the Word of God? All right. Joshua chapter 10, verse 5 to 14. It says here, "Then the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon gathered their forces and went up with all their armies and encamped against Gibeon and made war against it." Then in verse 6, "And the men of Gibeon sent to Joshua at the camp of in Gilgal." Okay, by the way, alam nyo ba yung Gilgal? Ito yung pagka may cute na bata, nakaka-Gilgal ka. Okay, may boy, di ba? Crush mo yung boy. Uy, nakaka-Gilgal ka. Yeah, mga ganon. Okay? "Saying, do not relax your hand from your servants. Come up to us quickly and save us and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites who dwell in the hill country are gathered against us." Okay? Now, let me just give you a short story about this. You know, these are five kings, okay? And then they are not really fighting for Joshua and the whole Israelite people. But they were fighting against Gibeon. And yung Gibeon, nakipag-alay kay Joshua. And later on, ibibigay ko pa yung story kung ano yung nangyari before that. Verse 7, "So Joshua went up from Gilgal," again, Gilgal ka ha? "He and all the people of war with him and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear them." Okay, that is why we have this series, Fearless. Okay, "Do not fear them, for I have given them into your hands. Not a man of them shall stand before you. So Joshua came upon them suddenly, having marched up all night from Gilgal. And the Lord threw them into a panic before Israel." Kinonfuse ni Lord. Okay, yung mga kings na to, yung entire armies ng five kings na to, kinonfuse ni Lord. "And then who struck them with a great blow at Gibeon and chased them by the way of the ascent of Beth Horon and struck them as far as Azekah and Makeda. As they fled before Israel while they were going down the ascent of Beth Horon, the Lord threw down large stones from heaven on them as far as Azekah, and they died. There were more who died because of the hailstones than the sons of Israel killed with the sword. Then verses 12 to 14, this is where we're going to, you know, unpack the word of God this night. At that time, Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord gave the Amorites over to the sons of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Joshua prayed to God. He said, "Sun, stand still at Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Aijalon." So kung titignan mo, parang pinahinto, nagpray si Joshua kay Lord na pahintuin. Okay, yung ikot ng mundo, literally. Diba? Isn't it amazing? Isn't it exciting? "And the sun stood still and the moon stopped until the nation took vengeance on their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Jashar? The sun stopped in the midst of heaven and did not hurry to set up for about a whole day." Then verse 14, "There has been no day like it before ever since or since when the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel." Can we just pray? Father, we thank you, God, for tonight. Thank you for bringing us all together, God, in this place, Lord God, just to hear your word. God, I pray, Lord God, that may this word, Lord, be so fresh, Lord God, in our hearts, Lord, that we may hear, that we may know, Lord God, that indeed nothing is too hard for you, God. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand, Lord, as you give us, Lord God, the faith, that our faith, Lord God, Lord, would just believe for the impossible things, Lord. We give you praise, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'd like to ask this question. I believe naman most of us here, if not all, you know, maybe you've experienced something like parang minsan may mga bagay sa buhay mo na gusto mo na mag-give up, okay? Gusto mo na sumuko, pero alam mo yun, parang there are times na alam mo na pwede pa siguro, but wala ka na makitang pag-asa, hindi mo na makita talaga yung kasagutan dun sa pinagpe-pray mo, gusto mo na sumuko. Then all of a sudden, biglang may himala, okay? Parang gusto mo nang settled ka na doon. O, tanggap mo na kung ano yung mangyayari at kung ano yung nangyayari sa buhay mo. Settled ka na doon. And you don't want to even believe God for impossible things, okay? Minsan, di ba, yung iba sa atin, parang tanggap mo na yung bagsak ka na. Diba? Parang matatapos na yung school year. Wala, tanggap ko na to. Bagsak na ako. Babalik ako. Babalik. Ano yun? May pusa. So, pero biglang sasabihin ng teacher mo, sige, mag-submit ka na lang ng project mo, hindi ka babagsak. Diba? Parang biglang may himala. Okay? Parang all of a sudden, grabe, may pag-asa pala. And maybe some of us here, especially yung mga lalaki, diba? Pagka nanliligaw ka, yung alam mong parang busted ka na. Parang grabe, ang hirap-hirap ng pinagdaanan ko. Then, busted ka na. So ikaw, parang settled ka na. Okay, sige, tanggap ko na. Okay, na-busted na ako. All of a sudden, biglang sinabi ng babae, ikaw eh, sumusuko ka agad eh. Yun, no? Diba? Parang biglang, nabuhayan ka uli ng pag-asa, diba? Uy, parang may pag-asa pala ako, diba? Pero, well, I'm not encouraging, okay, untimely relationship, by the way. But, you know, in God's perfect timing, ipurso natin kung sino dapat ang ipurso natin. Okay? And yung iba sa atin, di ba, minsan settled na tayo, kahit 4 lang yung grade ko, okay na. Wag lang 5. Di ba? Bagsak pa din eh, no? Kahit na 4, o kahit 75 lang, okay na. So parang settled ka na doon. Kontento ka na kung ano yung meron. Hindi mo iniisip na baka meron pa. Okay? And minsan, di ba, parang alam mo yung pagka sasakay ka ng jeep, papasok ng school, magang-maga, pero siksikan. Di ba, ang daming mga nakasakay sa jeep, hindi ka, ilang oras ka na nag-aabang ng jeep, late ka na sa school mo, grabe, ano ba to, parang papasok pa ba ako? Pero deep inside, oh, sige, dapat lahat ng jeep puno para makauwi na ako. Ayokong pumasok ngayon, di ba? Pero parang sa'yo, parang wala, talagang malilate na ako. Tanggap ko na, settled ka na, malilate ka na. Kasi, then all of a sudden, biglang may, alam mo yung may nag-cutting trip na jeep, huminto sa harap mo, pabiyahe uli, di ba? Walang sakay. Binigay sa'yo ni Lord. Parang may himala talaga, binigay ni Lord. Parang minsan, imposible, you settled already, but still, God is doing something. Okay? And, you know, the reason why I'm saying this is that, the reality is most of us, we settled into something na kung ano na yung meron tayo. Minsan, kaya tayo nagsisettle na because we are disappointed already. Diba? Parang alam mo yun, parang ayoko na masaktan uli. Nasaktan na ako eh. Okay na ako dito. Please, wag mo na akong pilitin. Mga ganon, diba? Wag mo na akong bigyan ng mga ganyang ngiti. Okay na ako. Nasaktan na ako eh. Mga ganon. Okay? Because the reality is, our tendency, okay, when we face testings, trials, challenges in life, the reality is we tend to settle for anything less. We forgot to understand that God doesn't want us to settle for anything less, excuse me, but God's best. Okay, merong plano talaga si Lord, merong gustong ibigay ang Panginoon sa atin, more than what we are expecting or what we have right now. And that's why pag-uusapan natin ngayon yon, that Joshua could have settled or pursue, okay, but his audacious faith led him to see more of what God can do in his situation. Diba? Yung iba sa atin, alam mo, settled ka na, kami na talaga. Hindi na magbabago talaga, kami na talaga. Diba? Yung tawagan nyo, babe, tayo na talaga, babe. Diba? Asawa ko. Diba? Mga grade 2 ka palang asawa ko. Diba? Labo nun, diba? Babe, pakasal na tayo, may engagement ring na ba, babe? Diba? Parang settled ka na, parang, ikaw, ito na yun. But you don't see that there's something more in store for you. Na feeling natin, okay na ako dito. Minsan feeling natin, okay ka na sa grade mo, basta pumasa ka lang, okay na yon. So nagsisettle ka na doon, but you can't see that there's more that God wants you to have. Don't settle for anything less than God's best. But because I believe as sons and daughters of God, you know, we know that God can give us more than what we're believing, more than what we're asking. Now, let me just give you a quick background of what we've read in Joshua chapter 10. Okay, there were 5 kings. Okay, nagsama-sama, 5 hari. Okay, ito sila, nag-usap-usap sila. Oh, mga kapatid, gegerahin natin ang Gibeon. Kasi narinig natin, itong mga Gibeonites, nakipag-alay kay Joshua at saka yung mga Israelites. Okay, so magsama-sama tayo, planuhin natin kung paano natin lulusubin ang Gibeon. By the way, it is not Joshua, I think na-mention ko kanina, it is not Joshua and the whole Israelite army na ang lulusubin talaga nitong 5 kings. Ang lulusubin nila is Gibeon because they heard that Gibeonites made an alliance, okay, with Joshua and the whole entire army of Israel. And then, dahil nag-usap-usap sila, they want to conquer Gibeon. So ang ginawa nila, hinabol nila si Joshua. Kasi si Joshua made somehow wrong decision. Okay? Na, kasi kung titingnan natin in chapter 9 of Joshua, book of Joshua, makikita natin doon yung pinaka-title ng chapter na yon is the Gibeonites' deception. Na-deceive si Joshua ng mga Gibeonites. Okay? And Joshua never even asked God if it's your will na makipag-alay kami sa Gibeon, okay, sa mga Gibeonites. But nevertheless, he was deceived, he made a mistake, he made a wrong decision, but he gave them his word na, sige, I'll protect you. That is why Joshua is defending the whole Gibeonites army. Okay, so ito na yon. Nilusob ngayon ng 5 kings itong Gibeon. Then all of a sudden, makikita natin sa scripture that God confused them. Okay? So, grabe, ano nangyari? So, yung 5 hari, nalito sila, grabe, mukhang against atin si Lord. Mukhang matatalo tayo, okay? So, kinonfuse sila ni Lord. Now, think about this. More than, sabing ganun sa binasa natin kanina, more than the swords of the Israelite army na napatay nila sa 5 kingdoms na to, nagpadala si Lord ng hailstones. Okay? Grabe, ito na. Uy, mga ano na. Oh. 'Di ba habang inahabol ng ni Joshua at saka ng Israelite army, grabe nagpadala si Lord ng hailstones. So sabi nga sa binasa natin kanina, mas marami pa ang namatay dun sa move ni Lord kaysa dun sa mga napatay talaga ng mga Israelite army. So what can we see here? You know, there's nothing that we could ever boast. Wala tayong maipagmamayabang na ang galing-galing natin. Why? Because God can do even greater things of what we can do. Okay? Think about that. Mas marami pang namatay yung nagpadala si God ng hailstones. Okay? Then after this, maggagabi na, pero sabing ganun ni Joshua, grabe, hindi pa natin nalilinis talaga lahat ng kings. Kasi pag hindi natin sila na-conquer, baka resbakan tayo nito, balikan tayo nito. Kaya dapat, bago palang maggabi, tapusin na natin to. So what he did, he prayed a very crazy prayer. Sabi niyang ganon, okay? O son, stand still over Gibeon. Grabe, talagang pinag-pray niya na tumigil ang ikot ng mundo. Okay? Alam mo yung parang ganito yan, parang pag nakita mo yung crush mo, di ba? Sana tumigil ang oras. Gusto ko makita kita buong araw. Yung alam mo yung parang ayaw mo nang matapos yung araw. Ayaw mo na maggabi. O kaya pagka magre-report ka na, turn mo na, sana tumigil yung oras, di ba? Para hindi ako mag-report, okay? O kaya may exam, sana tumigil ang oras para wala na lang exam, mga ganon. But ito, pinag-pray ni Joshua, sun stand still over Gibeon and moon over the valley of Aijalon. Okay? Now, what can we see here? You know, there are, I want to give you three lessons that we could really learn from the text that we've read of this miracle of sun standing still, okay, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of battle in life. What can we really learn from this? You know, I just want to submit to you the first thing that we could learn is that God can turn our mistakes into a miracle. Katulad na sinabi ko, if you're going to read, if you're going to study God's Word in chapter 9 of Joshua, Joshua made a mistake of having that alliance with the Gibeonites. In fact, that is not God's will. Okay? But nevertheless, because of that mistake, God turned it into a miracle. Think about this. In chapter 10, one chapter after, pinakita ni Lord yung milagro kung paano kikilos ang Panginoon even though Joshua himself made a wrong decision. And I realize that most of us here, at one point of our life, we made a wrong decision. We made mistakes. Sino sa inyo dito nagkamali ka na sa buong buhay mo? Nagkamali ka umibig. Nagkamali ka sinagot mo siya, di ba? Nagkamali ka sa exam mo. Lahat tayo nagkakamali, di ba? Okay? Wala naman sigurong perfecto dito na lahat ng ginawa mo, tama, grabe, perfect. Parang gumigising ka, di ba? Talagang lahat, okay. Smooth lang. But you know, I realize that even though we make mistakes in life, you know, God can turn it into a miracle. In fact, you know, Joshua is fighting this battle that he shouldn't be fighting. But God helped him anyway. And we could learn that even though we messed up in school, di ba alam mo yun, fourth quarter na, doon pa lang natin marirealize, sana inayos ko, first quarter pa lang. Ngayon, hirap na hirap, ang dami kong tuloy dapat tuloy, mag-double time ako, di ba? Parang, even though we messed up, but still, by the goodness of God, God can turn it into a miracle. Even though we messed up na, parang, alam mo yun, hindi natin pinakinggan yung parents natin, yun na, hindi ko kayo pakinggan, nai-tay, in love ako. Di ba? Parang pinaglalaban mo talaga siya sa magulang mo, di ba? Tapos biglang nag-usap kayo, pinaglaban kita sa parents ko. Ako, hindi mo ako pinaglaban, di ba? Mga ganito. Then, marirealize mo na lang, grabe, I made a mistake. Pinagpalit ko yung magulang ko sa'yo. Eh, wala ka palang kwentang lalaki. Wala kang kwentang, di ba? Di ba, parang, I made a mistake. But how many of you believe that, you know, yes, we all made mistakes in life. But think about this. Before you even get to know Christ, before you even get to know the goodness of Jesus, the gospel, that indeed Jesus loves you, Jesus died for you, and He's so obsessed with you, before you even know about those things, we messed up you messed up. I messed up big time. But you know, that mistake turned into a miracle when we understood that indeed there's someone who loves us so dearly that no matter what we've done before, still we are accepted because of Jesus. And that is a miracle for all of us. That even though we made big mistakes, we messed up. Yung mga decisions natin sa buhay natin. Meron tayo mga binigay na, alam mo yun, ng parents natin, binigyan tayo ng allowance, ginastos natin, pinambili natin ng iPhone. Gusto kong iPhone, di ba? Hindi, nalaman ng parents mo, hindi ka nag-enroll. Uy, may iPhone ka, ang galing mo ah. Ayun pala, hindi ka na pumapasok, di ba? Laks mo gumastos sa mga barkada mo, hindi mo pala pinang-enroll yung binigay. You messed up, but still, you know, I believe that, you know, there's a time that God will just humble you, and as you humble yourself before God, God will turn that mistake into a miracle. And that will be a testimony to other classmates, to other friends. God can turn our mistake into a miracle just like Joshua. He turned the decision, the wrong decision that Joshua made into a miracle. And then not just that, God called us not for partial victory, but to complete victory. You know, faith for the impossible, because the impossible already happened. And now, here's the story that, you know, hinahabol na nila yung kingdoms, yung five kingdoms, yung five kings. Then sabing ganun ni Joshua, you know, hindi pa tapos to eh. Okay, there's more. Kailangan, yes, natalo natin sila, marami pang namatay sa hailstones, okay? Pero hindi pa tapos, kaya nagpray siya, God, would you let the sun stand still, okay, so that I can conquer these kingdoms? Why? Because he understood that there's more. Because that was a promise by God before. Diba? Kung titignan natin, kung babalikan natin, even during the time of Moses, God made a promise to Moses that indeed, they will conquer all the lands sa Canaan, na bibigay ni Lord sa kanila. And that will be fulfilled in the time of Joshua. So Joshua understood the promise. Lord, may promise ka. Iko-conquer namin to. Pero pagka tinigil na namin ang paghabol dito sa mga kings na to, baka balikan kami nito. That is why I'm gonna pray right now that the sun would stand still and we're gonna conquer them. That is why they believe God. They pursue, okay? Because they are not just called for partial victory, but to complete victory. And I want to speak to all of us today. You know, some of us here might be thinking that it's enough for me to attend, you know, youth service. It's enough for me to confess that Jesus is my Lord. Pag namatay ako, okay na yon, pupunta na ako sa heaven. Yes, that is so real. That is so true. That indeed, when you give your life to Christ, when you surrendered your life to Christ, when you let Him come in and be the Lord and Savior of your life, guess what? God accepted you. But that is just a partial victory. You have that victory. But there's more from that. God wants you to have victory every time that you will struggle with lust. God wants you to have victory every time you struggle with pornography. God wants you to have that victory every time you struggle with, you know, kung ano-anong bisyo dyan sa nakapaligid sa atin. It's more than just accepting Christ and tell God, Lord, pag namatay ako, thank you, Lord, because ligtas na ako. It's more than that. Every single day, there's a battle. And God never placed us in a partial victory, but to complete victory. Because every single day, God wants us to win the battle. Alam mo yung parang pagka natetempt ka ng mangopya, God wants to give you battle. Hindi pala battle. God wants to give you victory in the battle. Okay? Mali. Erase natin yung sa podcast. Okay? God wants you to give you victory in every battle. Pagka natetempt ka na ngayong araw na to, God wants to give you victory. Hindi lang yung parang okay na ako, alam mo yun, naka-attend na ako ng church. Panalo na yon. It's more than that. Because God wants to give you complete victory, not just partial victory. I hope that we will never be content of settling, okay? contented of settling what we have right now or where we are right now. Alam mo yon kung ano yung meron ka ngayon. Kung meron kang pinagpe-pray ngayon, tapos nakuha mo na, huwag kang mag-settle doon because you know that God wants the best for you. Okay, huwag kang mag-settle kung meron kang iPhone 5S ngayon. Malay mo, meron susunod. Bibigyan ka pa rin ni Lord noon. 'Di ba? Kung meron ka nang pinagpe-pray mo matagal na, na-receive mo na, you know, don't settle for that. Why? Because God wants to give you more than that. And He wants you to win in every areas of your life. And not just that, you know, God can turn our mistakes into a miracle. Not just God called us not for partial victory, but to complete victory. God will never be intimidated by the bigness of our prayers. God will never be intimidated by the bigness of our prayers. You know, sometimes feeling natin, pagka nagpe-pray tayo kay Lord, Lord, masyado yatang malaki na to, parang naakahiya naman sa'yo. Okay? But I want you to understand that God will answer your prayers even if it affects the whole world. Think about this. When Joshua prayed that prayer, I'm thinking, it affected the whole world. Biruin mo sa kabilang panig ng mundo, di ba? Sabing ganun ni Joshua, sun stand still. Tumigil ang ikot. Yung bang sa kabilang ibayo ng mundo, alam mo kung estudyante ka, di ba? Parang, oh, 1 minute na lang, uwian na. Eh biglang tumigil, nag-pray si Joshua. Grabe naman, tagal namang 1 minute nito. Pambihira. Ano nangyayari sa mundo ngayon, di ba? Uwing-uwi ka na, nakaganon na yung bag mo sa'yo, di ba? Nagsasalita, wala nang masabi si ma'am, hindi pa tapos yung 1 minute, ah. Di ba? Alam mo yung gutom ka na, biglang nag-pray si Joshua. Sun stand still, di ba? Ilang segundo na lang, lunchtime na, grabe, ang tagal, gutom. Lalo ko nagugutom, ah. Hindi matapos, ah. Because God can answer your prayers even if this will affect the whole world. Why? Because God is never intimidated with our prayers. And this is a great metaphor of whatever impossible things you're believing God for, He can make the sun stand still. This is a great metaphor. God is giving us this picture. You know, when I was in high school, I used to really idolize, okay? Sobrang siguro idolatry. Nag-repent naman na ako, okay? Ay, talaga sobrang idol na idol ko si Jordan. Okay? As in talagang, and sabi kong gano'n, Lord, hindi pa ako Kristiyano nito, pero nagpe-pray ako, Lord, gusto ko makita si Jordan, personal. And then, sabi kong gano'n, parang bata pa ako noon. And guess what? Last year, hindi ko nakita si Jordan. Pero at least sabi kong gano'n, Lord, makapunta lang ako sa, yung naging Kristiyano ko, Lord, makapunta lang ako sa statue ni Jordan, okay na ako. Makita ko lang yung nakaganon siya, okay na ako. And last year, it was impossible for me before. You know, parang imposible. Paano ka makakarating doon? And, you know, it's quite a big dream. Sino sa inyo dito, you're believing God na makarating kayo sa Amerika? Okay? Diba, parang, kung titignan natin, parang imposible kasi ang hirap nga makapasa sa visa. Diba? Ano ba to? Baka, alam mo, yung nag-apply kami ng visa ng wife ko, grabe yung kaba ng dibdib namin. Parang, alam mo, bug, bug, bug. Diba, parang ano ba to? Ma-approve ba tayo dito? But nevertheless, God gave us, answered our prayers. Why? Because it's not intimidating with God. God will never be intimidated by the bigness of our prayers. And some of you, maybe it's impossible for you to see your parents join together. Kaya nag-settle ka na lang, tanggap mo na, Lord. Tanggap ko na, hindi na talaga magkakabalikan ng parents ko. Kasi 5 years, 10 years na sila magkaiwalay. But I'm telling you, God will never be intimidated. There's nothing that is impossible with God. Kung yung araw nga huminto, kung yung ikot nga ng mundo huminto, how much more what we're believing God for this time? Because what seems impossible to you is not even difficult for God. I want you to realize that. What seems to be impossible for you right now or in the future is not even difficult for God. Because with God, there's no such thing as impossibility. You know, I realize that most of the time, our prayers goes like this. I don't know if you're praying, but I could say that there's nothing wrong with these prayers. You know, minsan every day, bago tayo lumabas ng bahay natin, kung nagpe-pray man kayo, bago kayo lumabas ng bahay nyo. But most of the time, ito yung prayer natin, Lord, just be with me this day. Lord, samahan mo ko ngayong araw na to. And I was thinking, as if like, if God will speak to you, as if like God will tell you, that's interesting. Buti na lang in-invite mo ko ngayon sa buhay mo. But do you know that every single day I'm with you, you don't have to invite me? And I realized that could be the answer of God to us. And there's nothing wrong with that prayer, God be with me. Because I pray that prayer too, every day. But I do realize that we are missing the point. There's more than that. There's more than just asking God, Lord, would you be with me today? There's more than that. We can pray for the sun to stand still. Impossible prayer. Not just being with me. Minsan, ang prayer pa natin, pagka may pinagpe-pray tayo, Lord, at the end of our prayers, if it's your will, Lord, kung kalooban mo lang. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, God is never intimidated with the bigness of our prayer. Think about Joshua. He didn't even ask God. Sabi niya ganun kay Lord, would you make the sun stand still if it's your will? He just declared because he knew who God is. He knew that God can do impossible things. That is how big God is. And sometimes we feel like, diba, think about this. Kung gutom na gutom ka, umuwi ka sa bahay mo. Sabi mo sa nanay mo, Nay, tay, gutom na gutom ako, pwede ba akong kumain? If it's your will. Kung kalooban nyo lang naman po. O kaya nasa klase ka, nagtuturo yung teacher mo. Teacher, ihingi-hingi na po ako eh. May I go out? If it's your will. And it seems like we are putting God in a box na parang feeling natin, Lord, this is too much. I cannot pray for this. This is too impossible. But you know what? Joshua himself realized that with God, nothing is impossible. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what's your situation financially in your family right now. But one thing I know, with God, nothing is impossible. If you pray that prayer, and if you would have that same experience Joshua did, and you would say, sun, stand still. It's like you are believing God, Lord, if that happened to Joshua, it will happen to me as well. Sun might not stand still in our times right now, but we know that we can have the same experience, that sun stand still miracle. Maaring hindi uminto yung mundo, but I know in my heart that the impossibilities can happen because of who God is. I don't know. Maybe you are here right now. You are having this challenge. You know, maybe in your studies, hindi mo alam kung talagang, Lord, makakagraduate ba ako ngayon. Parang imposible. You know what? There's nothing that is too intimidating before God. Why? Kasi baka naman masyado tayo mahihiyain kay Lord. Parang sinasabi natin, Lord, parang hindi mo yata kaya to. Lord, that's too much. I don't think so. There's nothing that is too much before God. If you know who God is, if you know who you are serving, if you know who died for you and gave everything for you, you will understand that indeed, with God, nothing is impossible. God can do every miracle that I'm believing God for. But I just want to make sure, I hope that what we're praying, hindi naman yung sasabihin natin na parang, ba, nagpe-pray tayo, Lord? Sana pumasa ako. Imposible akong pumasa, pero Lord, sana pumasa ako. Pero sana naman nag-aral ka. Dahil whether you like it or not, God will never answer your prayer if it's not His will. But I'm telling you, if it is His will, harangan ka man ng sibat dyan, harangan ka man ng kung ano dyan, God will definitely give it to you. Why? Because nothing is impossible with God. Just like in the experience of Joshua. If we have the audacity to ask, God has the ability to perform. Would you have that? Do you have that boldness today as you ask God? Lord, I know impossible ito, Lord, but I know who you are. Who are you, God? You're so big. You own everything. You own everything, God. You created everything. We can have fearless faith to ask God for the impossible because the Lord is fighting for us. No, last scripture I want to read, Mark chapter 10, verse 26 to 27. When the disciples of Jesus asked him about who will be saved, and they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, then who can be saved? Verse 27, Jesus looked at them and said, with man it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. What your prayers right now might be impossible for you, but with God, nothing is impossible. Why? Because the greatest impossibilities happened over 2,000 years ago. That there is one man who died for your sin and my sin. That's impossible. Who in the world would ever die for someone in replace of nothing? We didn't even earn it. It was given to us. It was only by the grace of Jesus that as we put our trust in Him, we will be saved because He died on the cross for your sins and my sins. That's impossible. That seems to be impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible. You know, right now, I want to pray. You know, I believe that for some of you here, you're believing for, like what I've mentioned a while ago, maybe your parents are long distance yung parents mo. Tatay mo nasa ibang bansa, nanay mo nandito, nagkahiwalay. Maybe nagkaroon ng ibang relationship, but still, you're praying, God, I'm not gonna settle for this. Lord, hindi ko tatanggapin, Lord, na mag-iwalay lang ang magulang ko. Lord, I know that there's nothing impossible for you. I know that you're gonna join them together. I know that you're gonna bring my family and restore my family. It might be impossible for me right now, but I know that nothing is impossible with you. And maaaring yung pamilya mo, lubog na sa utang. And it seems like yung magulang mo, parang hirap na. It might be impossible for you, but with God, nothing is impossible. And God wants to let you know, and He wants you to experience that sun stand still miracle. That God will provide for you. Or maybe may sakit yung nanay, tatay mo, kapatid mo, may sakit. Na parang sabi ng mga doctors, parang imposible na to. But I'm telling you, with God, nothing is impossible. With men, it's impossible. But with God, nothing is too hard for Him to do. I want to pray right now. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? I believe that God is challenging our faith. Not to doubt Him, not to doubt His power, His might, His ability, His strength, but to really put our trust in Him. You know, if you have prayers today that honestly in your life, without any pretensions, just being honest to God, and you thought about it, Lord, it's impossible. In fact, Lord, hindi ko na nga pinagpipray ito eh, because I'm settled already. Tanggap ko na, Lord. But would you right now and pray to God, tell God, Lord, yes, that might be impossible for me, Lord, but God, I know. I want to put my full trust in you, God, that indeed nothing is impossible. Lord, kung pinahinto mo ang ikot ng mundo, how much more, God, that you will answer my prayers according to your will, according to your time, according to your nature. It will be given to me. I will see this happen. Now, if you have those prayers, nobody's looking around. If you pray, if you're praying, you know, impossible things. Maybe in those areas na nasabi ko kanina. And you're believing God, Lord, would you show up and let me know that indeed nothing is impossible, God. I want to know, I want to see, God, your power. I want to see your might, that you are able. If you're believing God for something, and right now you're telling God, Lord, I want to claim that promise. I want to see that happen this year, God. If you're that person, maybe sa family mo, maybe sa finances nyo, sa studies mo, or maybe personal life, if you have that prayer, would you raise up your hand? I want to pray with you. Yes, all across this place, so many hands lifted up. You know, I believe that nothing's impossible with God. I want to pray. Lord, I want to lift to you, God, these people. I want to lift to you, these students. God, I thank you that indeed, God, as young as they are, God, you are proving yourself strong. Lord, you are proving yourself, God, that there is no one like you, God. That nothing is impossible, Lord God. Lord, I pray, whatever prayers that they have, whatever, Lord God, desires that they have that might be impossible, Lord God, to see, Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you let them, allow them, Lord God, to see miracle after miracle, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that according to your will, Lord, according to your purpose, according to your time, Lord God, Lord, we pray like that prayer, sun stand still prayer, Lord God. Lord, we declare, God, that nothing is impossible. It will be given to us, Lord. We will see answers to our prayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We claim it, Lord God. We claim it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.